concert hall that resulted in the deaths of at least 133 people.
Arrested several people, including four suspected gunmen, after a shooting rampage that saw over 100 people killed and dozens injured at a concert hall near Moscow. That's according to the Kremlin on Saturday. Militant Islamist group Islamic State have claimed responsibility for Friday night's attack, the deadliest in Russia for 20 years. But there were indications that Russia was pursuing a Ukrainian link, despite a statement from Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak that Kyiv had nothing to do with it.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv Friday, with the two discussing the possibility of an Israeli military offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself and shares the goal of defeating Hamas. However,
as we've said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appreciates the U.S. support. However, they still plan to carry out the military action in Rafah, despite U.S. objections.
And I told him that I hope we will do it with the support of the United States. But if we have to, we will do it alone.
Netanyahu said Israel sees no other way to defeat Hamas fighters it says are still hiding there. Steve Karish, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council Friday turned down a resolution calling for